Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to have some fun in the snow?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is news.
And our title is Living with Snow. Living with Snow. Peter, does it snow a lot in Colorado?
Yes, it does, and I love it each time. It's so beautiful outside, and you can do so many fun things.
Well, it snows a lot in New Jersey, too. It usually starts snowing in December and can continue until February or March. One year, we even got snow in the beginning of April, but that doesn't happen very often.
Snow is beautiful, and there are so many things you can do with it. I like to go skiing in the mountains.
That's fun. I like the snow, too. Every year, I make a snowman right in front of my house. I also like to go sledding with my friends. Snow can be fun, but sometimes it's not so fun.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, sometimes, let's say you have a car, you need to shovel the snow off your car and shovel around your car, too. It could take a really long time.
Yeah, wow. Well, we'll learn more about that today, but first, let's look at those key words. Here's Christina.
Hello, 你看过下雪吗？你能够想象如果自己住在一个下雪的地方会是什么样子的情形吗？ Can you imagine that? Imagine 就是想象，雪就是 snow。Can you imagine snow everywhere? 你能够想象到处都布满了白雪是什么样子吗？不过下雪不是只有美好的一面，在冬季下雪的地方，大家常常需要早起去铲雪，因为不铲雪就没有办法出门。People wake up early to shovel snow. 用铲子铲雪的动作就是 shovel。还有在下雪开车的地方也是非常的危险，因为地上结冰的时候会非常的滑，可能会发生事故。It's not safe to drive in the snow. 形容词安全的就是 safe. 大风雪可能会造成灾害。Snowstorms can cause problems too. 动词 cause 就是造成或引起。所以为了安全起见，在下雪天里，通常道路、学校和公司行号都会关闭。Roads, businesses, and schools are closed. 句尾的 closed 就是形容词关门、不营业的。
Hi everyone, this is LTE TV News, and I'm Susie. Imagine getting up and seeing snow everywhere.What would you do first? There are a lot of fun things you can do in the snow. You can build a snowman or make a snow angel. You can also throw snowballs, but don't throw too hard. Snowballs can hurt. Other winter activities are fun too. You can go skiing, skating, or ride a sled down a big hill.
Imagine getting up and seeing snow everywhere. Imagine. I really like this word. Can you tell us what it means, Peter?
Sure. Let's say your teacher wants you to draw something like a city. You can imagine your very own city. Make it look how you want it to look.
Oh, well, right now, I'm imagining my very own city.The apartments and buildings are as tall as the clouds, and the trees are not green. They are different colors, like blue, yellow, and purple. And in the city, all the animals can talk to you.
Wow, you can imagine a lot. You have a very good imagination. Friends, what do you like to imagine about?
Well, imagine seeing snow outside your window. What would you do first?
Well, before, we should talk about this. Let's take a look at this picture. Look how white and beautiful the snow is.
Yeah, there's snow on the trees, on the fence, and all over the ground. I would like to have this view from my window.
Well, my favorite part is when the day before it's all green. You wake up the next day, you look out the window and see this. You probably don't want to go outside right away, but you have to remember all the fun things you can do, like build a snowman.
Yeah, every year I make a snowman. First, I make the body by making a huge ball out of snow. Then I make the head and put it on top of the body.
Then you make the face, right?
That's right. I get some rocks for the eyes and a carrot for the nose. Then I get some tree branches for the arms.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, let's learn more. Friends, here's part two.
Snow is beautiful and makes everything look new and bright. But snow isn't always fun. In snowy countries, people usually wake up early to shovel snow. When the snow is wet, it can be very heavy. Shoveling is a lot of work. Traveling in the snow can also be difficult. Snow and ice make roads dangerous. Workers have to put salt on roads. The salt melts the snow, so the roads are safe.
Well, I am having a great time talking about snow today, and I hope you are too. With snow, you can do many winter activities.
Yeah, you can go skiing, skating, or ride a sled down a big hill.
Snow is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Snow is beautiful. And that's today's calendar phrase.
Snow is beautiful.
Snow is beautiful.
白雪真美丽.
Snow is beautiful.
We can have fun in the snow.
Snow is beautiful.
We can build a snowman.
Snow is beautiful.
We can go skiing.
Snow is beautiful. I like snow.
What do you like best about snow?
Schools are closed.
Yay!
Snow is beautiful.
Snow is beautiful.
白雪真美丽.
Snow is so beautiful that it makes everything look new and bright. Christina, can you tell us more about this?
雪真的很美, 而且它让所有的一切看起来很新很明亮. Snow is beautiful and makes everything look new and bright. 我们看一下这个句子里的 make everything look 怎么样? 因为动词 make 在这里是使役动词, 表达让人做什么或是使某样东西怎么样. 我们来看看例句会更清楚. He always makes me smile. 他总是让我笑. 你看,使役动词 make 后面接的是原形动词. 再来看一句, Can you make the car go faster? 你可以让车子走快一点吗? 所以使役动词 make 后面要接原形动词哦.
Thanks, Christina. Snow can make everything look good and bright, but it isn't always fun.
Yeah, in some countries, people usually wake up early to shovel snow, so they have to remove the snow.
You might shovel your driveway or shovel your steps in front of your house. You need to do that so you can go to work.
Well, I have done all of that. Sometimes there is so much snow that I have to shovel for hours. It's not easy. It's a lot of work.
I know the feeling. And when the snow is wet, it can be very heavy. Traveling in snow can be very difficult, too. Snow and ice make the roads dangerous.
Yeah, it is not safe to drive in the snow.
Well, what if you have to go somewhere important?
Well, once coworkers put salt on the roads, the salt will melt the snow. Then the roads are safe.
Safe. This is a word we should all learn about. If you are a mom or a dad, you always make sure your children are safe.
Right. And you make sure they don't touch sharp objects like scissors.
Yeah, and I know driving in the rain is not safe either. Well, we are learning quite a bit about snow. Let's take a short break right now. See you soon.
Where I come from, it snows a lot. And where Peter comes from, it also snows a lot. But some people have never seen the snow.
Yeah, I have friends from very warm places. They told me they have never seen snow before. This I had a hard time understanding.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? I'm sure they would think it's beautiful. All right, friends, let's continue with our lesson. Let's go to part three.
Snowstorms can cause problems, too. Storms bring strong winds and cold weather. They can bring lots of snow, too. Sometimes more than a foot of snow. At times, houses don't have water or electricity. During storms, it is too dangerous to go to work or school. Roads, businesses, and schools are closed. Then students can enjoy a snow day. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Peter, have you seen a snowstorm before?
I have. Been in snowstorms too. During a snowstorm, a lot of snow falls, and it's really windy too. If there's a storm, you should stay inside.
Yeah, and don't leave your house. Snowstorms can cause problems. Peter, let's make a sentence using the word cause.
Okay. Typhoons can cause trees to fall down. That truck caused a small car accident.
And eating too much junk food can cause you to be sick. Snowstorms can cause many problems. Storms bring strong wind and cold weather.
Yeah, we learned that they can also bring lots of snow, too. Sometimes more than a foot.
Wow, that's a lot of snow. At times, houses don't have water or electricity. I hope Christina's house has these things. Let's go to her right now. She will tell us more.
在风雪太大的时候，有时候还会停电停水。At times, houses don't have water or electricity. 句首的 at times 用来表达有时候、偶尔、时不时就怎么样。比如说At times, she goes to a movie after work. 她偶尔下班后会去看场电影。At times, he would come for dinner. 有时候他会来吃晚餐。其实还有一些类似的说法也可以表达同样的意思。像 sometimes, once in a while, 或是 from time to time, 这些都是表示有时候偶尔会怎么样。
Thanks, Christina.At times, many houses don't have heat because of a storm. This can be very dangerous. Friends, make sure to prepare.
During storms, it is too dangerous to go to work or school. Roads, businesses, and schools are all closed.
Schools closed!
Really? I didn't know that.
I just said that because when I was in middle school, I loved hearing the words, school is closed. Students and teachers don't have to go to school.
Yeah, and you can stay home and sleep, Or you can watch TV or play with your friends.
Or play in the snow and make a snowman.
Or review those keywords. Friends, let's do that right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Imagine. Imagine. Can you imagine driving that car?
Snow. Snow. Look at all the white snow.
Shovel. Shovel. Can you help me shovel this dirt?
Safe. Safe. The children are safe.
Cause. Cause. What caused the tree to fall?
Closed. Closed. The school is closed on Saturday. Friends, keep on practicing those key words. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Hi, everyone. This is LTE TV News, and I'm Susie. Imagine getting up and seeing snow everywhere. What would you do first? There are a lot of fun things you can do in the snow. You can build a snowman or make a snow angel. You can also throw snowballs, but don't throw too hard. Snowballs can hurt. Other winter activities are fun too. You can go skiing, skating, or ride a sled down a big hill. Snow is beautiful and makes everything look new and bright. But snow isn't always fun. In snowy countries, people usually wake up early to shovel snow. When the snow is wet, it can be very heavy. Shoveling is a lot of work. Traveling in the snow can also be difficult. Snow and ice make roads dangerous. Workers have to put salt on roads. The salt melts the snow, so the roads are safe. Snowstorms can cause problems too. Storms bring strong winds and cold weather. They can bring lots of snow too. Sometimes more than a foot of snow. At times, houses don't have water or electricity. During storms, it is too dangerous to go to work or school. Roads, businesses, and schools are closed. Then students can enjoy a snow day. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Well, Peter, you said something before that I really thought about. The day before it snows, it's really green. And the next morning, there is no green grass. It's all snow. And that is one of my favorite times of the year.
Yeah, you wake up and you are really surprised. Especially if it's Christmas morning, everyone wants a white Christmas. But one of the best parts, of course, is a snow day. We talked a little bit about this.
That's right. And when there's a snow day, people don't work, and children don't have to go to school. They can play in the snow. They can make a snowman or go skiing.
Yeah, I remember many times meeting my friends in the park. It'd be a Thursday, maybe we had a test that day. But don't worry, we have an extra day to play in the snow and maybe finish writing some homework, too.
Yeah. And when it snows, you have to wear certain things, right?
Yes, you have to wear winter clothes. Remember to wear boots. This keeps the snow out of your shoes. It can get really cold once there is snow in your boots. I always wear gloves. And, of course, a scarf is nice. It keeps your neck warm, but also protects you against the very, very cold wind.
Yes, it does. friends, if it's snowing where you're at, stay warm. All right, well, right now, it's time for us to go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Can you imagine? Can you?
Imagine what, Ginger?
Imagine snow everywhere.
Snow everywhere. That would be awesome.
That would be fun.
We can build a snowman.
Make a snow angel.
Throw snowballs. I want to go skiing and skating.
I want to ride a sled down a big hill.
But snow isn't always fun.
Right. You have to shovel snow.
That's a lot of work. And traveling in snow can be difficult.
Right. Sometimes it's too dangerous to go to school.
And too dangerous to go to work.
Yay!
No work?
No school!
Yay!
Imagine that.
Hey, friend.
Hey. Oh, Angela. Are we still going on the hike tomorrow?
Of course. Why?
Well, I looked online to check tomorrow's weather.
Fred, do you need a super sentence?
Did someone say super sentence?
Who said that?
I said that! I am Super Sentence Man! And I heard someone say, need a super sentence. Was that you?
Yes! Fred needs a super sentence.
Well, Fred, you're in luck. I know just the sentence for you. You are looking for this kind of sentence. Something to, adjective, to do something. Like this. It will be too rainy to go on a hike.
Ah, yes. It will be too rainy to go on a hike.
Great, great. Do you have another one?
Yes. 5 a.m. is too early to wake up.
5 a.m. is too early to wake up. Excellent. Do you have a super sentence?
Yes. The food is too hot to eat right now.
The food is too hot to eat right now. Super. Now it is your turn. Think of your own way to use this super sentence. Fred, what super sentence do you need to use with Angela?
Angela, it will be too rainy to go on a hike.
Aww.
And that is how you use a super sentence. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Fred, I just looked at the weather forecast. It will be sunny tomorrow. You just don't want to get up at 5 a.m. for a hike.
I will be too tired to get up that early.
Or too lazy.
Well, I remember when I was young, I think I was around in middle school, there was a huge snowstorm on the East Coast. It was called the Blizzard of 96. There was so much snow that I couldn't even open the door. The snow was that high.
Wow, I bet you had a lot of fun in the snow on that day.
I did. I was actually at my friend's house, and we were stuck there for about 3 days. It was fun, though.
That's great. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.